All right, everybody, we are back. And now we're going to be talking about building your team. Building your team is important because you need to have some boots on the ground. It's not as hard as you might think. It's actually pretty easy. Larry's the expert of this. Larry, again, you don't go look at these houses, do you? You're not getting in your car and driving an hour, 2 hours to go out and look at these.
No, not typically. I'm not. Now, sometimes I will. I'll take my son with me, or if I'm training somebody locally that I want to help out. Typically, when we hire somebody, we hire an experienced investor, somebody who's really tired of going it alone, somebody who's gone through some training, invested in their own education, and maybe even done one or two deals, but they're tired of going it alone. So the last thing in the world I want to do is dragging somebody around with me and driving out an hour or two out to look at a property to teach somebody how to do it. I want them to have a little bit of their own experience. You know, like we had a guy apply a couple of weeks ago. You know, he said, man, real estate is my passion. I love real estate. I really want to do real estate. It's what I'm going to do the rest of my life. I'm so excited about it. I said, well, let me ask you a question. What have you done to invest in your own education? He said, well, I watch YouTube videos. I've watched some podcasts. And so-and-so gave me a book. I'm like, come on, man. You know, I said, when you get serious about it, when you get serious about your own education, and I'm not trying to sell anybody on investing, but I know there's only so much you can learn on a podcast, on YouTube videos, and by reading a book, right? You've got to invest in your own education. There's only so much information you're going to get for free, right? That makes sense.
Yeah. And when you, sometimes that free education doesn't give you the whole picture, it just gives you little pieces of it. And you're left to kind of stick all those pieces together. And yeah, it doesn't work that way.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. So we're going to talk about building your team, getting your boots on the ground person, getting an investor-friendly attorney or an investor-friendly title company. Larry, let me ask you, why do you need a boots on the ground? What are they going to actually be doing for you?
Well, you need a boots on the ground person if you are marketing and advertising and it's in your market is more than a couple hours away, right? You need some boots on the ground. We do market primarily in 7 different counties, as I've mentioned in the past, and the furthest one away is about an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes, something like that. So it's not too far away, but you need somebody to put out your signs for you, your bandit signs, and they could put out I Buy Houses signs. They could put out your for sale signs. We have several different types of signs that we use. We have one that says LarryBuysHouses.com, 855-LarryBuys. And then we have some that where we market our properties, like Handyman Special, Fixer Upper. We have a foreclosure sign. We have an owner financing sign, right? So you also need a boots on the ground to put lock boxes on the doors, because every time when we meet with a seller, unless there's somebody living in the property, if the property is vacant, we always get a key and put a lock box on the door. And we also tell our seller what the combination is in case they ever want to get it or whatever, right? Because sometimes, this is the only key I have right here, right? So we'll give them the code to the lock box. You also may occasionally need somebody to show properties. When we buy a property that's occupied, it could be owner occupied or it could be tenant occupied, right? Maybe the tenant's in the process of moving out. Maybe the owner's in the process of moving out. Okay. We will set up a showing. In other words, we'll market the property. We'll get probably 10 or 15 qualified buyers and we'll say, okay, on Friday, in fact, Dan, our sales guy, has a showing this Friday on one property. He's got about 10 or 15 investors going by, and he'll go to the house and he'll bring all of them through to look at the house at one time, right? And we'll just tell the seller or the tenant, hey, we've got some people that want to come by and look at the house. We don't say we're showing it to sell, you know, but we don't say what we're not doing either. We just say, we've got some people want to come by and take a look at the house, you know, how about Friday at 2:00? And so Dan will meet them there. So you need a Dan or you need a boots on the ground person to open up the door and walk in. And plus, if it's an owner-occupied property or a tenant-occupied property, I want them there. I want that tenant or owner there, right? And I want to make sure that owner, you're only going to bring through one person at a time. You want to make sure that owner is there. You don't want the owner coming back afterwards and saying, hey, one of your guys was back in the bedroom while I was outside and they stole my wife's jewelry. You don't want that, right? So you want to make sure that tenant or owner is there, and you're not going to have 10 people walking through the house at once, you know, opening up drawers, and, you know, you don't want that at all, right? So you need somebody to show properties. You also need somebody to take pictures of the properties, right? Take pictures of the properties. And we're going to talk about that more when we get into it, but there's a specific way that you need to take pictures of your properties, okay? Specific things you need pictures of, specific ways you need to do it. And really, you just need somebody to be your local point of contact, okay? Your local point of contact, all right?
Good, yeah.
So that's what you're going to use a boots on the ground person for. So now, let's talk about hiring your boots on the ground person. There's basically two different ways that you can pay them, okay? There's two different ways you can pay them. You can pay them by the hour, or you can pay them by the deal, okay? When it closes, right? Now, there's a lot of people who want to learn real estate investing, and they will help you so they can learn while they earn. In fact, that's an ad you could run, you know, earn while you learn real estate investing, right? So if you pay them by the job, here's how we pay, okay? You could pay them $25 to take pictures, okay? So if they go out to a house, and they walk through and they take all the interior pictures, all the exterior pictures, street view both ways. I mean, we'll get into this more, but basically here's what we take. Any room, any repair areas, all mechanical items, all four sides of the house, any outbuildings, and a street view both ways. Those are all the pictures that we take right there, right? So you can pay them a flat $25 to do this. If you want to, if you're paying them by the job, right? But now I would venture to say, if you're a new investor, you're probably not going to pay by the job. But if you are paying by the job and you can afford to do that, where you get to keep a majority of the money, then you can pay them $25 for pictures. You can pay them $1.50 to put out your for sale signs. Every property that we get under contract that we're going to move forward with, we put out 25 to 30 for sale signs. They might say foreclosure. Nice. They might say handyman special. We have one sign, Joe. You're going to love this. We have one sign that says worth blank, cash price blank, right? Like worth $80,000, cash price $39,900, right? Nice. So, yeah, the phone rings off the hook, man. You could also have your local boots on the ground person put out your I buy houses signs to generate seller leads. And if you do that, you could pay them $1 per sign to put those out, right? Just pay them $1 per sign to put them out. You could also pay them to show a property. If they got to show up, right, and stay there while people are looking at the house one at a time, you could pay them $25 to show a house, right? Now, if you pay them when the deal closes, which most people just starting out are probably going to do this. They're going to pay when the deal closes. If you pay them then, you could pay them a flat $500 per deal, $1,000 per deal, or you could pay them a percentage of your profit, maybe 10% or 15%, or maybe even 25 or 50%, just depending on you, right? So that's the two different ways that you can pay a boots on the ground, right? Either pay them by the job or by the project, or you can pay them on commission whenever the deal closes, right?
Yeah.
And even if you are recruiting, you can run ads like, I know we've all seen signs and ads that say, investor seeks apprentice, right? I need someone in the local market of whatever the local market is that I can train to help me in my real estate investing business. Earn while you learn. And then we always put full-time, part-time, spare time, right? Think about that. full time. It's really FTPT spare time, right? Full time, part time, or spare time, right? So that's think good. About it. You got people that want to learn real estate investing. They'll go out and put out some signs for you. They'll go out and show a house. They'll take pictures. They'll put a lockbox, and they're earning while they're learning the business, right? They're earning while they're learning the business.
One time we found somebody by just putting a, we did a Facebook, we went to different local Facebook groups. Well, actually, I take that back. We did two things. First, we went to local investor wholesaling groups. Like there's wholesaling houses full time, wholesaling houses elite, wholesaling, right. those types of groups that are about wholesaling, you know? And right. we put a post in there, hey, we're looking for somebody in this market to help us do some signs, take some pictures, and show some properties. We found somebody that way. We also went to the buy-sell trade groups. Like every market has Facebook buy-sell trade groups where they sell things on there.
Like yard sale groups.
Yeah, like yard sale groups, or they're called different things, you know. Right. And you can post in there, I need somebody to help me. Take some pictures of, and inspect some properties and take some pictures and show the houses or whatever. I've done the same thing with placing ads. When I'm doing a rent to own, I say, I'm looking for a leasing agent to help me lease some of my properties. I'm looking for a realtor to help me lease some of my properties. Don't forget the posting in those Facebook groups. The Facebook groups, Facebook Marketplace, there's a lot of activity, a lot of things you can do. And I will say one more thing. We found a guy that we were just advertising for signs, but he was a hungry investor. And he actually then, we had him also, we said, hey, would you like to make some more money? He said, yeah, sure. He said, well, will you also take pictures for us and coordinate the showings and fill out inspection reports and stuff like that? And he was happy to do that. Oh, let me give you one more resource.
Sure.
WeGoLook.com. Have you ever heard of that site, Larry?
Oh, yeah.
WeGoLook.com. You can find people to do stuff there. And don't forget, you might be able, if you get a good notary, you might be able to get a notary to help you with some of that stuff.
Well, you know, the notary service that I'm going to give you guys when we get to that point, they will not only get your contract signed, but they'll take pictures of the house while they're there, if they're meeting the person at the house. Now, they're going to charge you for it, right? But that's great. But I love what you mentioned about the Facebook groups, Joe. We're actually a member of about 370 some Facebook groups. And, and every time we market our properties or we market for acquisitions or whatever, you know, we market to all the local real estate groups, right? In the MSAs and right outside. We also market in all of the local buy sell groups. Like there's, they call it like Charlotte Market, Charlotte Yard Sale, Charlotte Online Yard Sale, you know, Charlotte, one man's junk in Charlotte. You know, they have all different kind of names. So we market in all those groups. If we're looking for people or looking for properties or looking for referrals for people or properties, right? So you can hire your boots on the ground. You can run ads on Craigslist, like that ad I mentioned earlier, Investor Seeks Apprentice, right? I need somebody in the local market of X that I can train to help me in my real estate investing business. Earn while you learn, right? You can also run an ad something like, out-of-state investor needs local trainee to help market houses. I need someone that can help me put out signs, show houses, take pictures, and inspect houses. I will teach you the business, and you will make money while learning. Full-time, part-time, spare time. Pretty good, huh?
That's really good.
Yeah. But guys, listen, don't get discouraged if the first person you hire doesn't work out. We had a guy about 6 months ago. He was all fired up. We found him on Facebook. You know, I'm like, man, I'll tell you what, I could put you to work right away. I said, come by the office in the morning, pick up some signs. I got two or three houses you can go to, right? This guy shows up. He picks up the signs. 3 days later, I never heard from him. The next morning, I'm calling, I'm messaging, I'm trying to get him, you know, what's going on with my houses? Where are my signs? Where are my pictures? The next morning, all my signs show up on the porch at the, you know, on the steps at the office. And he finally messaged me and he said, I'm sorry, I just don't have time. I'm overcommitted. Thanks for the opportunity, but I'm sorry, I can't help. So don't get discouraged if the first or second or even third one don't work out. That's just the way it is. I've got one guy now, he's actually going to medical school. And this guy texts me about every week. Hey, you got any more signs? Can I put out some more signs? I need some more signs, right? And he's hungry. He's hungry and he's a med student, right? You wouldn't really think a med student would be wanting to drive around and put out signs, but he does. And he'll go anywhere I ask him to, right? So let me give you a few websites, some sources for not only to recruit bird dogs, your local, not bird dogs, your local boots on the ground person, but also some other resources that can help you on your team. And number one is Craigslist. Everybody's heard of Craigslist, right? You can also find people on Angie's List. Run an ad on Angie's List, right? There's another
I've
one.
I've used them before.
Yeah. Home Advisor. HomeAdvisor.com. Yeah. Now, Joe mentioned WeGoLook.com a while ago, but I've got one even better than that. It's called BPOPhotoFlow.com. BPO is in Broker Price Opinion. Photo, P-H-O-T-O, Flow, F-L-O-W.com. Now, BPO Photo Flow, they are what's called a field service rep. They work for asset managers, and their whole job is going around to houses, winterizing houses, taking pictures of houses, verifying occupancy or if a house is vacant, and they already know what they're doing. And the cool thing about BPO Photo Flow is if you're buying a bank-owned property or a HUD-owned property or a VA-owned property or a Fannie Mae property, they already have keys to the house. You don't have to get them in the house. They already have keys, right? So that's a really good thing about them. And then another great, great resource to find just about any kind of local field service rep to help you is reonetwork.com. reonetwork.com. This is a website that banks and asset managers go to find their own local boots on the ground people to change locks, winterize houses, keep the yard up, landscaping, repair roofs, put tarps on roofs, all that stuff. This is where they go to find their own people. Is that great or what?
Nice. Very good. I typed them here and we'll make sure they're on links below the videos. Yeah, that's great.
Awesome. Well, I've got more. There's a...
Okay.
There's good, a few more out there
that I want to share with everybody. The next one is contractor.com. Contractor.com. There's also needcontractor.com. Need contractor. There's reliableremodeler.com. Reliable remodeler. There's also handyman.com. Handyman.com. And not so much a website, but always ask a local realtor. And always ask a local property manager, right? If you need somebody to go out and winterize a house or you need somebody to go out and fix a plumbing leak. Like, for example, right now, we've got a house that we bought and we were going to do a double closing. We were buying it for 10, selling it for 23, I think. So we were buying it for 10, selling it for 23. But at the last minute, our buyer backed out because there's some mold in one of the closets. And we had already fixed the roof. There was it needed a new seal at the pipe that goes through the house. We'd already fixed that, but it got some mold and he got scared. He's a new investor, right? So we just went ahead and closed on it. It's only 10 grand. So we're sending a guy out, a local handyman in that area to go out and he's going to fix that mold. He's going to kill the mold and then paint over it and be done. And we'll sell that house. We'll probably sell it for actually more than 23. Once we get that done, and he's only going to charge us a couple hundred bucks to do that, right? Nice. So you can find people. You need access to local boots on the ground people, whether it's one person that can do it all or whether you need handyman or people to take pictures or whatever. So that's very, very, very important, okay? So the last part of your team that I want to talk about finding in this section is finding a good local investor-friendly attorney or title company. Now, some states are attorney states. Some states are title company states, right? So yep. you'll know what it is in yours, right? Like in North and South Carolina, we 99% of the deals are closed by attorneys, okay? I've got two or three different attorneys that I've used, but I've got one right now that he focuses mainly on investors. He does about 200 plus transactions a month, right? He does about 200 closings per month, and he's got about five different offices, but I've got his cell phone number, right? I've got his cell phone number. I can text him. I can call him. I even send some deals to him that I don't do. Like, I don't do subject to deals. I don't like them. I don't want to do them. I don't need to learn how to do them. I've done a few of them, but I don't care for them. But I refer all my subject to deals over to him, and he does them, right? And he loves it. And then he'll pay me part of the down payment he gets from his buyer, right? So, nice. Which is another exit strategy that we'll talk about as well. But you need to find out if your market is a attorney state or a title company state.
Okay? So, Larry, let me ask you, are you looking for title companies that are in that local small town that you're in? Or are you looking for title companies near closer to you in the Charlottesville area?
Well, it depends, right? Like the attorneys that I use, primarily use one now because he's licensed in North and South Carolina, but he'll go anywhere. He'll go anywhere in North and South Carolina. So I use him, and we do mail away closing, or we get them to sign for us. We give them a limited POA. They sign for us, or they'll send us the docs and we'll sign digitally. So, you know, you used to have to years ago attend every closing. We don't do that anymore. We don't ever go to any closing.
So now you can have the seller doesn't even have to be there, do they? So the seller can come. They can FedEx overnight signature pages, right? They can go to their, if something has to be notarized, they can go to their local bank and get it notarized there and then mail it. Are you allowed in South North Carolina to do digital signatures for closings? Or
yes, there's basically multiple ways to do closings, and we'll get into this in more detail, but okay. They can go to the lawyer's office, the attorney, they can go to the attorney or title company office. The attorney or title company can FedEx the docs to them. Then they go sit in front of a notary and sign it and FedEx it back. We can email them the docs and they print it out and then go in front of a notary and sign it and mail it back or scan it and email it back. We can send it to them via Right Signature or DocuSign, or we can have a mobile notary show up at their house with all the docs.
Talk a little bit about how you find the investor-friendly title company. You go to who do you ask? Who do you talk to? How do you find them?
Well, the first thing you want to do is you want to talk to other people that are doing what you're doing. If you're going to wholesale everything, you want to find a good wholesale investor-friendly attorney. If you're going to keep everything as a landlord, you want to find a good attorney that works with landlords or understands that, right? So what you really want is an investor-friendly attorney. What that really means is, will they let you do assignments, right? Will they let you do assignments, back-to-back closings, whatever? Now, a lot of attorney and title companies nowadays, they won't do a back-to-back closing using your buyer's money to pay your seller, right? You might have to use transactional funding, and we're going to have a whole section on funding as well. So, but you want what's called an investor-friendly title company. And the best way is every single investor that you talk to when you first get started, ask them, hey, I'm looking for a new attorney. You don't have to say I'm brand new and I need an attorney. Hey, I'm thinking about looking for a new attorney. Do you know somebody that I could use? Well, who do you use now? Well, right now I'm not using anybody in this market. That's why I'm looking for someone. Right? That's all you got to say. That's all you got to say. So
that's good.
Yeah. So do you know of a good investor-friendly attorney? Ask every investor. Right? Ask the RIA meeting people, anybody at a local RIA meeting, a meetup, your meetup groups, right? Go to meetup.com, type in whatever it is, Cincinnati, Ohio, real estate, right? And all the different meetups will come up. If there's not one in your area, start one. It's very easy to do, okay? So ask everybody at the RIA meeting. You could go to National RIA, nationalreia.com, and find a local chapter in your area. Or you could go to meetup.com, find a local investor meetup. Also, join all the local real estate Facebook groups. even if you're in, let's say, Cincinnati, Ohio, but you're in the small towns outside, join the Cincinnati, Ohio Facebook groups and then ask all those people, who's a good investor-friendly attorney that works in such and such a county, right? Whatever the counties are that you're working.
You know, one thing I've done a lot of times is I've gone to the big national wholesaling groups like Wholesaling Houses Full Time, Wholesaling Inc., Wholesaling Houses Elite, and I've joined them. And you can go do a search, and you can do the same thing in bigger pockets. You can do a search for Cincinnati title company or title, whatever. And you can search previous threads where other people asked that question before and see who was recommended there. Also, when you see those discussions, you'll see who the local investors are that are responding to those messages. And you can reach out to them and contact them in those Facebook groups as well.
Exactly. And you know, it's funny you mentioned that because the new thing right now is investors going on those groups and saying, who are my wholesale buyers in Cincinnati? Drop your email below. Well, they just gave everybody their email address. They just gave everybody their email address, right? And so now you've got it. You've got their email address, right?
Yeah.
There's about three or four really big wholesaling Facebook groups that you need to be a part of and you need to join right away if you haven't. The first one is Wholesaling Houses Full Time. Wholesaling Houses Full Time. The other one that's just as big, that's really, really active, is called Wholesaling Houses Elite. Wholesaling Houses Elite, E-L-I-T-E. Another big one is Wholesaling Inc., like Incorporated, I-N-C. Wholesaling Inc. is a very active one. And then there's one more that I've just found. I've not been inside of this one, but it has. It's pretty big. It's Wholesaling Houses Daily, Wholesaling Houses Daily. And of course, you should check out Bigger Pockets, because if you just go to Bigger Pockets, create a free account, and go do a search for whatever MSA you're in, do a search for Cincinnati or whatever, you can find all the investors, all the companies. Many times you can find attorneys and title companies and hard money lenders, rehabbers, landlords that have that city in their profile. You can look to see all the companies in that profile. Then you can also go in and see who has had discussions in there about, hey, I'm looking for a good property manager. I'm looking for a good title company in this area. Who could you use? And then you can start finding them and contacting them and doing some research. So you can pretty much find anybody you need on just those Facebook groups and in Bigger Pockets. If you get in there and get active.
That's so true. I should have mentioned earlier when we were giving out all the websites, like Reliable Remodeler and all those, but we also use Bigger Pockets and Connected Investor. And, and we use those to, I mean, like with Bigger Pockets, you go in and you select what markets that you buy in or you sell in. I mean, every week we get people that make offers on our properties. Now, on Bigger Pockets and Connected Investor, they're going to make low offers, okay? That's just what they're going to do, right? But I have recruited people. I've had people apply to recruit. I've found boots on the ground. I have sold properties, and I've found deals on Connected Investor and Bigger Pockets.
Yeah, good. So is Connected Investors free to join?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good. I've never been there. I mean, I've been there, but
Ross.
I've never joined
that's
it.
That's Ross's. You know Ross.
Oh, yeah. Good guy.
Yeah.
All right, nice. So finding boots on the ground, guys, you know, it's a little intimidating to some people, but it doesn't really need to be, right? There is a lot of really good people out there that you just need to start spreading the word. You know, we found a guy to do our bandit signs, and you know what he did? He did those, have you ever seen those bandit signs, Larry, for the expired diabetic strips?
I have. I see them everywhere.
Well, this guy does that. He does about 100 every single day, right?
Wow.
And so he contacted us and we said, hey, we want to do some real estate signs. He said, and I was worried about trying to find somebody that could do maybe 50 or 75 in one weekend.
Right.
And he's like, oh, that's easy. I do 100 a day. What are you talking about, right? And guess what? He knows where all the cops take the signs from, where the good place, where the bad places to put signs are. So there's a lot of people out there.
That's great. That's great. You know, there's also out in small town USA, you see a lot of signs for a satellite internet, right? Internet access, or high-speed internet, the signs will say. High-speed internet, only $29 a month or something. And those are also great people to find for boots on the ground.
Yeah, very good. All right, so find your boots on the ground. It's really, really important. You know, you can pay them different ways. You can pay them per job, $25 per job, or, you know, a certain percentage of the profits. Do you just 1099 them, Larry? Is that what you do?
Oh, yeah. We've got an independent contractor's agreement, and we 1099 them. They are not an employee. We make them sign I believe it's an I-9 or a W-9 or something like that. And I'll make sure everybody gets a copy of that stuff.
All right, good. Very good. Anything else, Larry, you want to say before we wrap this one up?
Man, I think that's it. I mean, you know, we're almost ready to start marketing to make the phone ring, but there's a couple more little things we need to do. And on the next modules, we'll talk about that.
Good. We're going to be talking about lead tracking, setting up your database to track your leads, to track your calls as they come in. And we're going to talk about analyzing deals, kind of the approximate numbers that you need to be at. So this is going to be good. Then we're going to dive into marketing. I'm looking forward to it, Larry. Thank you very much.
Awesome. I'm excited. This has been some good stuff.
We'll see you guys on the next videos.
Sounds good. See you then.